episode 139, Keep It Simple.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies. How are you doing? Yes, it is another beautiful day that we get to come together and just enjoy lemonade. And you know what? This is, at the time I'm actually doing this recording, this is Memorial Weekend here in the United States. And that's really important. And I think, you know, regardless of where you are in the world, you probably know someone who has served. And so I really would like to encourage you to remember them. Regardless of where you are religiously, et cetera, pray for their families, pray the ones who are actually serving for good. And, just remember that, because I think sometimes we take that for granted. So I just want to say a blessed Memorial Weekend to you all. I pray it's a safe one and that you enjoy your friends and family and the togetherness and remembering the sacrifices that were made to give you what you have now. So make it a great one. Now we're going to jump in right now. I'm not going to make this long today. I just really wanted to stop and drop you a sweet little note. And I wanted to remind you to keep it simple. You know my KISS strategy, and that's the keep it simple strategy, right? And I call it the KISS all the time. The reason why I do that is because I really believe that there is so much information out there. We are truly bombarded every single day with how much information is thrown at us. It's thrown at our kids. It's thrown at you. It's thrown at me. It's thrown at our hubbies. It is crazy, and it creates constant chaos, constant busyness, that when we even want to sit down and enjoy time, we feel like we have to be doing something. And what do? We end up working and playing with our phones and or our tablets, and we find ourselves engrossed in other things instead of, guess what? Who's sitting next to you? Are you having conversation? Are you looking them in the eyes and saying and looking at them going, wow, their hair actually sparkles today. It's neat to see their smile. There's something about them. They're glowing today. But you know what? Our heads are down most of the time. And today, I just want to remind you to keep it simple. You may need to take a break away from Facebook. Really? Do we have to keep posting things on there? Maybe you need to take a break from your email. Will work continue if you're not on there? Maybe you need to take a step away from the website that you've been working on or blogging and take a moment just to keep it simple. It's amazing. We went out to dinner tonight. As you know, for us, I've been telling you all these stories with graduation. And so we did a family dinner out. This was how we could all work it into our schedules. And we had, you know, the boyfriend and the in-laws and everybody. And what was awesome though, is we didn't have our phones. We didn't worry about the technology. We had conversation. We enjoyed each other's company. And I was sitting there engaged in it. I was like, oh my gosh, this is kind of like a flashback to when I was growing up. Okay, I know that dates me, but we didn't have cell phones back then. You know, I grew up with one TV in the house. And the thing was, it was all about keeping it simple. And I just really, this weekend, and any weekend or any time that you're listening to this, I just want to encourage you to keep some things in your life simple, to take a break once in a while and enjoy the presence of each other. Engage in conversation. Actually embrace one another, because you know what? That's the only thing we have when we leave this earth is relationships. We don't get to take our phone with us. We don't get to take Facebook with us. Does it really matter how much we're posting? Or if we put out, oh, hey, I'm barbecuing this at the lake, you know, for Memorial Weekend. It's fun to do that. But what about sitting back and actually enjoying the people that you have been blessed to be with, your family and your friends? Keep it simple. Seriously, that's what I'm actually doing this weekend. I've made up kind of already the menu. I've planned it out. I'm not going to be staying in the kitchen the whole time. I'm going to have everybody kind of involved when it comes to cooking. And so it's not on one person's shoulder. You know, I'm going to do dishware that's easy and disposable, and it's not going to create extra chaos or extra work for me, because you know what it's like, moms. What? We are the ones who get stuck in the kitchen, right? Don't. Keep it simple. Don't make it so chaotic. You know what? If you have to give up maybe a little bit of, for example, clean eating in order to spend time with your family and friends, and that's going to relieve your stress and allow you to sleep, okay, keep it simple, right? It's all about breaking it down. Take away the busyness. Take away the chaos by keeping it so, so very simple. I hope you have an absolutely marvelous weekend whenever you listen to this, and know that I am thinking and praying about you. And also for those of you who have people who serve in the military, whether it's here in the United States or it's abroad throughout the world, you are in my thoughts and prayers, and thank you for your sacrifice, because when one serves, the family serves. And that's so important. And it's not just the family, but it's the friends. And so do keep those who do sacrifice, that give in order for us to have the lives that we have and the opportunities that we have, do keep them in your prayers as I am keeping you in mine. Make it an awesome, awesome Memorial Weekend. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. We'll talk to you soon. Blessing, hugs, and lots of love. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.